Working together brings victory within reach for four Huntington Beach City Council candidates. For Conservative candidates running for the four open seats on Huntington Beach's City Council have been working as a team and are ahead in the vote count as of November 11 at 5 p.m. Pat Burns, a 29-year resident and retired police lieutenant, is in the lead with 13.64% of the vote out of 18 candidates in the at-large election. Behind him is small business owner Tony Strickland, a former state assemblyman and state senator, with 13.5%. Gracie van der Mark, a resident of 22 years and a business owner, is in third with 12.36% of the vote, followed by small business owner and resident of 44 years Casey McKeon's 12.16%. The two runner-ups are teacher Gina Clayton Tarvin holding only 7.89% and teacher Jill Hardy with 7.44%. "We've been told what we did united the city," McKeon told the Epoch Times, saying the expected win probably wouldn't have happened if they hadn't campaigned as a team. "We had hundreds of volunteers sacrificing to help us. I just want the residents to know how grateful we are for their support." McKeon and van der Mark met while running, though unsuccessfully, for City Council in 2020. Van der Mark was that year's runner-up, garnering 8.2% of the vote. McKeon had 6.99%. City Councilman Eric Peterson recommended they meet with Burns, and another friend introduced them to Strickland, McKeon said. "We met and talked, and it felt right. Had similar solutions," McKeon said. "We've become close like a family. We have different strengths and bring different things to the table." When asked if any of them had a difference in opinion on solutions to citywide issues, McKeon said, "Not really. We've never disagreed on anything, honestly." Van der Mark expressed similar feelings. "We've been campaigning for 6 months and still have an amazing relationship. Our main purpose is to put our city first," she told the Epoch Times. Burns said the group shared the conservative attitude of small government and transparency and fiscal responsibility. "We worked hard and got along. It was the key to our success," he told the Epoch Times. Their joint campaign officially began in July, but they have had over 100 meet and greets since June with residents, business owners, and law enforcement to hear firsthand the issues the city is facing, according to the four candidates. Last month, the group held a rally at the Huntington Beach Pier during which they hand-signed a contract, promising Huntington Beach residents they would address four key issues in the city, if elected. Defend local control by authorizing the city attorney to fight state mandates, especially against high-density housing quotas. Support law enforcement by helping police crack down on crime. Implement a 90-day plan to address the city's homelessness by getting homeless people off the streets. Welcome new businesses to Huntington Beach. It helped us tremendously because we put it in writing and fully committed to address these issues on day one, van der Mark said. City Attorney Michael Gates is likely to win re-election, with 63.86% of votes against his opponent, former Assistant City Attorney Scott Field, who has 36.14%. Gates has long supported the four candidates in their races. The next update for election results will be up November 12 at 5 p.m. on the Orange County Registrar of Voters website.